Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend, and my old pal Damien Farrelly is back in studio. Morning, Damien. What do you have for me today?
I'll tell you what I have for you today, because you came to me during the week. I'm turning the tables now slightly.
I'm a bit worried now, okay.
Because you know my kids are a little bit more on than your ones, and you were struggling during the week trying to get little Anna into her car seat. Because how old is Anna? One and a half?
Turned two there 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's two, right? And I feel for you because time flies. Our youngest is six, so it's not that long ago, right? She basically bends her back when you want to get her into the car seat.
She did this thing the other day, and I'm not joking. I don't know how she had the strength, but I mean, nothing on some of these wrestlers that are doing WWF. You know the rigid thing? They'll make their back so straight that they will not sit into the car seat. I must have been about 15 minutes in a car park trying to get her to sit into the car seat. So much so that another parent came over and tried to help me, and we tried to say, oh look, that little girl's very good. That little girl's getting into her car seat. Oh my God, give me strength. What do you do?
Don't they get so stubborn though? And no is no with them. It's like, no, I'm not getting into this seat, and no matter what you do, ma'am, I'm not getting in. And it's always when you're in a rush.
I know. So have you tips for me?
I have. I was looking into a few tips. The art of persuasion. They say you have to be firm and calm, Trina. So that's the kind of two emotions that they're hard to mix. Firm and calm.
So but they like, laugh at you.
Get into the seat.
They actually laugh at you.
Well, you have to give them options too. You have to say things like, do you want to get into that seat yourself or will mammy help? Do you know what I mean? But that you have to be saying in a soft little voice. Do you know what I mean? Give them an option.
So they feel like they're making a decision.
Yeah. Well, I can't do that to my six-year-old, for example. So there's the difference in a two and a six, right? Because if I say, I don't know what it is, he's going against us at the minute. So maybe it's an age thing too. Will you, James, will you have cornflakes for your breakfast? No, Weetabix. He always says the opposite of what I say. Yeah. Okay, will you have Weetabix today, James? No, on cornflakes.
So what you need to say is, will you have Weetabix or cornflakes?
Yeah, they'd test your patience. And as my mother used to say, they'd make a liar out of you sometimes.
Okay, so...
But let them help as well. But it's getting her into the seat. So it's trying to get her this close to this option. Do you want to close the buckle yourself?
So give her a little job when it comes to getting into the car seat.
Because the other way, they'd feel very important doing things. They'd say, well, I can show Mammy that I can do it myself.
Do you know what she did yesterday, Damien? I must show you the video. You're sick of seeing videos of her. But we came in and she started feeding the dog. She went over to the dog's bag of food and got a little paper cup, filled it up and went over to the dog's bowl.
This is great.
Yeah.
This is great. And Arla, dude, that's funny. Was that yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
My little Isabel came in. She says, Daddy, I picked up the dog's poo because we have a red shovel. I have a red shovel in the shed. That's the poo
We're training
shovel.
Them well.
Yeah, it's great. And it makes all the difference. Somebody doing the dishwasher for you. Our 12-year-old is doing that. But he's looking for money. He is, yeah. He's always pocket money. He's looking for, Dad, can I have a euro? Can I get away with that to putt? Lie to them. I know you don't like, but you have to lie, Trina, sometimes too. I'm going to leave it at this, right? Tell them the car won't work unless you're in the seat and you're buckled in.
She'd probably turn around and say to me, that's not true.
It's a bit like saying that, you know, the music on the ice cream van, when you hear the music, that means they've ran out.
It does, doesn't it? Damien, I'm going to try your tips and I'm going to report back next week and let you know how we get on.
Please do, because you have to get... That's an awful thing. It's very hard.
I feel like sometimes walking everywhere instead of being in the car, because by the time you get her into the car seat, she'd be well there.
You would, yeah. I'm back with the messages.
When are you back in the radio?
Tomorrow morning, Trina. We're back in action, 11 to 2. It's another Classic Hits Sunday.
Thanks, Damien. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.